Chapter 2. "Come closer, ladies and gentlemen," Adam said to the group. "I want to tell you the story of the first Lord Pendrell." The six guests stood around him. They were outside the door to the hall. The night was dark and cold. The only light was from Adam's torch. Adam spoke in a quiet voice. "Lord Douglas Pendrell built this hall in the 17th century. He wanted the perfect house for his new wife when he married Lady Mary Stuart in 1685. Mary was the most beautiful woman in England, and Lord Pendrell was very much in love. He wanted his wife to have the most beautiful house in England. However, there was a problem." Adam opened the front door of the building and walked inside. The guests followed. Inside, the hall was darker and colder than outside. Adam stopped by the stairs. He turned to speak to the guests. He saw one guest shiver. Was she cold or frightened? He smiled to himself. It was probably both. The lights were off. Adam turned them off earlier. The heating was off because it did not work. Adam continued the story. The problem was Lady Mary. Her parents forced her to marry Lord Pendrell. She did not want to marry him. She did not love him. She loved someone else. She loved a man called Charles. Charles was not a lord. He was not rich. Lady Mary did not love Lord Pendrell. "I want to marry Charles," she told her father. "I love him, and he loves me."
"You cannot marry a poor man," shouted her father. "You will marry Lord Pendrell."
Lady Mary was unhappy at Pendrell Hall. Lord Pendrell tried everything. He bought her presents. He organized parties. He took her on holidays. He bought her everything she wanted. He was always very kind, but nothing worked. Adam stopped talking. He walked slowly up the stairs. He was the only person with a torch. The guests stayed close to him. He stopped at the top of the stairs. He pointed the torch at an old painting on the wall. "This is Lady Mary," he said. "You can see how beautiful she was. Look how sad her eyes are." The guests looked at the painting. The woman was young and beautiful. She had long black hair and a red dress. Her large, sad eyes looked at them.